I was sent to the Pasadena office early in 1942. At that time, the office was in Orange Grove Avenue in a small house, and the staff consisted of Raymond Booth and one secretary, and Walter and Mary Dell Balderston, who had been sent out by the service committee in the hope that they, too, might be helpful in the work with Japanese. The service committee had trained a number of young people, hopefully, to send to relief work in Europe, and had given them their assignments on December 5th, but December 7th, of course, canceled any chance of Americans working in a war zone in Europe at that time, and so the Balderstons were sent out. The work of the service committee was largely done by committees. There were the international institutes with splendid committees, sometimes as many as 250 people registered at the Whittier Institutes. There were the camps up at Quaker Meadow for the German refugee children, hoping to help them become assimilated in our group. And then, of course, there was the work at the warehouse where many women helped with the sorting, the sewing. Supplies came in from a great many different meetings and churches. I remember that there was one German dry cleaner who, as a child, had been fed by the Quakers before he had come to this country. And remembering that, he offered to dry clean about 500 garments at a time if we would bring them in and not expect any pressing or spotting. And so we used to load the back of my car with a whole pile of garments, take them there, and then in a few days he would telephone and say they were ready, and we would go and pick them up and deliver our $25 for all this dry cleaning. This meant that our clothing smelled nice when it was unpacked 4 or 5 months later. In fact, we had such a good reputation as a service committee for having fine clothing that the black marketeers in Korea carefully learned all our numbers, but that was soon discovered and stopped.